Once again, your song of the day.
Yes.
From 1974, Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas.
Wow.
464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating in the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
How about Jake?
You stayed just in the nailed seven, it.
Stayed in the 70s.
How about that for a Friday song right there, huh? Is that Friday or what?
Oh,
it's a Friday song.
Oh, man.
It's a beauty.
It's
better times.
Better times.
God, better times.
That song, oh. There was probably about a 6-week span when that was played on the radio two times an hour.
Every other song
was Kung Fu Fight. I'm serious. It was like during that time.
Crank it up.
I mean, it was over. I had the 45.
There's a lot of examples of better times. That's a leading one.
Yeah. What I didn't realize, too, was that all I remember, you know, was the lyrics are incredible. There's some lyrics in there that are just incredible.
Incredible might be pushing it, but
I'm going incredible. And then there's some, ha!
There's some good sound effects. Yes,
sound effects.
Here come the big boss.
Here come the big boss. It's a little bit frightening.
Yeah. That's beautiful, Jake.
Jake, thank you.
I guess
you
like that one for a Friday.
That's beautiful.
That's a beautiful song.
Happy song.
It's happy. Yeah. It's happy. It's kind of corny, but
no, it's very corny.
Put that one together. I got an idea for a song. What are you going to go
Kung
with?
Kung Fu Fighting.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Very lighthearted.
Very lighthearted. Yeah. Yes, I'm going.
It's not a damn love song, which I get tired of. That's lighthearted fun. That's a 9.054. 9.054.
High score.
9-1-1-1-1.
Well, we're in the same region. Okay, Bennett.
Bennett's going to be high. Ben's going to be an 8-2.
He was smiling the whole time.
We listened to it three times this morning. He already heard it three times.
Benny, you got to quit doing it.
9.6.
Look at
him. Ha! He did it. Good job, Ben.
All
good
three
job.
Guys in the nines today for Kung Fu Fighting.
Jake, you put your heart into that
one.
I did.
I don't know how you nailed that one. Because I'm going to say right now there's not a chance. I thought, I wonder if Jake will play Kung Fu Fighting today.
Nope, never. I wouldn't have thought so.
No chance.
It's a Kung Fu day for Jake over there.
You nailed it. So proud that you didn't mail it in.
God, you didn't mail it in.
No mail.
My energy levels went way up.
Good, see? He's running on fumes.
Low sleep for Bill.
We had the officials come in. We went over some with.
That was hilarious, by the way. I would not call interference. You're out. You can't.
Is there any? I will not call any penalties. Is that going to be a problem?
I saw a clean game.
Everything was clean.
I'm going to announce it.
But the PA system. Jake had it.
There'll be no interference.
Jake, do the PA. Jake did it for me earlier.
I just like to let people know there'll be no pass interference called today.
What?
Coaches.
What? Everybody be like, what?
There'll be no pass interference called today. Thank you.
Everything downfield is free game.
That'd be an interesting game.
Enjoy the game. Play hard. Well, some ratings here. Chase says, you made my day with that song.
You made somebody's day, Jake. That's powerful.
There's some young people listening that have never heard that song, and I wonder what they think the first time. Because I've heard it, like I said, it was played every 2 hours for about an 8-week session.
We had an idyllic childhood. Hey, Ben, have you ever heard the song? Okay, he's heard it. He's looked at me like I was crazy. That's fine.
Jennifer 6, hubby 5.5. Pretty low for them.
Surprising.
It's pretty low for them.
Surprising. They think it's corny.
They're usually the sevens or eights or higher for them. Bill and Bennett, 5.5. Sean in Omaha, better times, 9.777.
Sean, God bless you.
East Lincoln West, 7.8. Who in Clement? 7.5.
Bert nailed it with a 7.5. That's the highest he's ever given.
This is pretty high for Bert.
That's as high as it goes.
He doesn't do the decimal very often.
No, he never does decimal either.
It's a 7 or a 4 or something like that.
He came with the decimal.
Oh.
Yep. Way to go, Bird.
Birdtastic. Thank you.
Bird.
Homebrew Bill, a 9.8. Ryan in California, 10. Wet Blanket gives it a 7. Tie for Wet Blanket. Usually the WB's just brings stuff down.
That tells you everything.
It does.
Wet Blanket.
Scotty Skurr says 3.1. A little hacky on that one.
Hacky?
I don't know.
I understand.
It's a description there.
I think also what gets by me and Steve was we could feel the song because we can. That was our childhood.
It was a
big part of it. That's
100.
That's the whole, the parallel life.
Yeah.
Pender and Columbus was working as one. We didn't even know it. We didn't even know each other.
Had no idea.
We were living the exact
pretty similar
same,
life.
The exact same life, just about 60 miles apart from each
playing
other.
Playing tennis.
How about this?
Hitting with a wooden racket.
How about this for a football comparison? Beef tacos, one of our favorite names, yes. says, that was an inside zone that went for 6 yards at first and 10, 7.2.
Nice. That's a nice description. That's
inside zone.
Nice, went nice, for nice 6 yards
at first and 10.
Maybe I'll throw it.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals.
Save big.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's more of a gap scheme to me. It's a home run. Okay. More of a pin and pull.
9.5.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
I have no idea.
We'll go over
just
that.
Just smile and wave.
Yeah, gap scheme.
Yeah, gap scheme.
That's your song of the day again, Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. It's time now for Aging Gracefully. You got one today?
Geez, yeah, I do.
Sponsored by
one.
Our friends at Tread Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires, just south of Cortland and Highway 77.
Well, I mean, this one sort of goes without. I mean, it's no surprise. I've become sort of an authority on this, on mouth care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have.
Keep your mouth good. I mean, keep your mouth good.
Keep your mouth intact. That's got to be a commercial.
Keep your mouth in order.
That's a T-shirt.
Yeah. I mean,
keep your mouth good, folks.
I think you guys would agree. I have become something of an authority overnight.
You're an expert. Yes.
Apparently you
on
have,
this,
yeah.
partially thanks to Bill. And I guess the best way to put it in terms of tooth care is mindful brushing. I mean, I'm not joking about that. You can brush your teeth, and then you can brush your teeth. I mean, and I will tell you, I've been a mindful brusher for a long time. I mean, not just a quick 30-second deal. Think about what you're doing when you're brushing. Think about it. I mean. Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm just.
Trying not to laugh.
I mean,
right
attack
now.
The areas that you think could be problematic. Make sure you get way back in the nooks and crannies. Brush your gums. Brush your tongue. Do the whole thing. If you feel like your mouth isn't quite right, go brush. It might, if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if something tastes funny, and it lingers in there, mm-hmm. get in there. If you.
That one got him. He got him on that one. He was holding it there, and you made him crack.
If you had an onion sandwich. Go brush your teeth. If you
get in there, Get in there.
I'm taking an awful turn.
No, it happened. All right, and also the other thing is, I'm glad we had a little pause because I could get my bearings. Use different toothbrushes. I have a soft bristle. I have a hard bristle. And I have an in-between bristle that has a little circular part of it. That's, okay. I don't know what it does, but it seems like it's effective. Have multiple brushes. And don't go too hard all the time. If you draw blood, back off a little bit. All
right? Go easy on the gums.
Yeah.
Go easy on the gums.
I just feel like if you go 50 years between dentist appointments and you have no cavities... You become an authority on brushing.
That's 100% fair. That's fair.
Colgate.
The Sonicare, whatever. I like that. The electric toothbrush because it's got a timer on
Trixie
it.
Trixie does the electric toothbrush.
So it lets you know. Sometimes you're going like, geez, how long am I brushing? But when it has a timer on it, that makes a big difference also.
Yeah, don't half-heartedly brush your teeth.
But if you have just a foul mouth taste... Brush your teeth.
Get in there.
Steve Sipple, get in there.
Get in there.
Get in there.
Onion sandwich, brush your teeth.
It doesn't take much just to do 3 minutes. But I would say under 3 minutes, you're probably not getting the job done. I'm always like at least 3 minutes.
It's dedication there. Yeah. 3 minutes is a lot.
Hygiene. No, it's not. If you think about it, it's really not. Save your teeth. Mindful brushing.
50 years, no dentist. No cavities for Steve Sipple.
And he is the authority.
Watch the toothpaste, too. I mean... Use Sirius toothpaste, Not close up.
Close up. How many close up guys?
All right, that's Aging Gracefully.
That's Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros. Treads. Palace of Tires, just south of Cortland and Highway 77.
Ron Preston.
Great man.
Oh, man.
Ron. A lot of tires.
When you walk in there, it's like going to the Mall of America of tires.
God, that's what I describe really?
It. It's like you're going to a Mall of
Is
America.
Is that right, Jake?
That's about right.
All tires.
It's pretty cool.
It's exaggerated.
No, it's a great place.
Hey, I need something for, I need six tires for my trailer. Yeah, I got them right over here. I got 50 of them. I got that. What do I need? Remember back in the day when you used to change your tires in the winter? You put snow tires on?
Yeah.
That was back in the 70s. You put different tires.
Or chains, but.
Chains, and then you had chains you put on, then studs.
Studs.
It'd be nothing
right.
to see a car whipping down Main Street with chains on
right.
in January with no snow on the ground. Nothing. Just whipped, just had
it. Part of the
they
deal.
Put them
it freaked
on,
me out when my dad put chains
put
on.
Put chains on.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It freaked me out. Yeah.
What are you guys putting? We got bad weather. Throw the chains on.
It's coming. The snow's coming. The chains are going on. You don't see chains much anymore.
No. No, you don't.
Better times.
Better times.
Hour two next, early break in the ticket.